Track 1.18. 1.
An 80-year-old husband and wife were having problems remembering things, so they decided to go and see their doctor for a checkup to make sure they were all right. They arrived at the doctor's and described their symptoms. He ran a few tests but couldn't find anything wrong with them. He explained that having a bad memory was quite common among older people and that they really had nothing to worry about. However, he did suggest that they might want to start writing things down and make notes to help them remember things. The couple thanked the doctor and left. Later that night, while watching TV, the old man got up from his chair and his wife asked him, "Where are you going?"
"To the kitchen," he replied.
So she asked, "Will you get me a bowl of ice cream, please?" To which he replied,
"Sure."
She then said, "Remember what the doctor said? Don't you think you should write it down so you don't forget?" But he assured her that he wouldn't forget. Then she said, "Well, I'd also like some strawberries on top. You'd better write that down because I know you'll forget." He said,
"I can remember that. You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries, no problem. No problem at all."
She replied, "Well, I'd also like some cream on top. I know you'll forget that, so you better write it down."
He was starting to get a bit annoyed. "I don't need to write that down. I can remember."
And he stormed off into the kitchen. After about 20 minutes, he returned from the kitchen and handed her a plate of scrambled eggs. She stared at the plate for a moment and said, "I knew it. You forgot my toast."
2.
A man was staying in a posh hotel. One morning, he went downstairs for his breakfast. He sat down and called over the head waiter.
"Yes, sir? How can I help you?"
the waiter asked. "I'd like to order my breakfast," the man replied.
"Certainly, sir,"
the waiter replied, and took out his pen and notebook. So the man looked at the menu and said, "I'd like one egg undercooked so that it's runny, and one egg overcooked so that it's tough and hard to eat. I'd also like a sausage, which is a bit on the cold side, burnt toast, butter straight from the freezer that's impossible to spread, and a pot of very weak, lukewarm coffee."
"That's a very complicated order, sir," said the waiter, who was more than a bit confused. "The chef might find it quite difficult to prepare."
"No, he won't," the man assured him. "It's exactly what you served me yesterday."
3.
Three comedians are telling jokes after a late show. They've heard each other's jokes so many times that they've reached the point where they don't need to actually tell the jokes anymore to make each other laugh. They just need to refer to each joke by a number. "Number 37!" shouts out the first comedian, and the others nearly fall off their chairs laughing. "Number 53!" says the second one, and again they burst out laughing. Finally, it's the third comedian's turn. 44, he says. He gets nothing, nothing but silence, as the other two look at him in disappointment. "What?" he asks. "Isn't 44 funny?" "Sure, it's usually hilarious," they answer. "But you told it so badly."